Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with fabulous Italian food at Paparazzi Restaurant. Book your table now at paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
Anne Rice, the Gothic author of the famed Interview with a Vampire series, has passed away in New Orleans at the age of 80. Her son paid tribute to his wonderful mother, saying she died due to complications from a stroke. He praised her life, her talents, and the legacy she has left behind.
So you want me to tell you the story of my life? I'll tell you all of it. I'm flesh and blood, but not human. I haven't been human for 200 years.
Great movie.
Love that series. Love the books. Read them all.
As you may have heard over the weekend, the Monkees guitarist and songwriter Mike Nesmith has also died. He was 78. According to his family, he passed away from natural causes at his home in California on Friday. Nesmith shot to fame after his band formed for a 60s TV sitcom about a rock and roll band. The Monkees had a string of hits including I'm a Believer, Stepping Stone, and of course everyone's favourite, Daydream Believer. And now, there's only one left.
Oh, that's really sad. We've all sung along to that song at the pub, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Billie Eilish made her SNL hosting debut on the show on Saturday. She opened the show in a festively eccentric puffy white dress while giving her monologue.
I am so excited to be here. My name is Billie Eilish. If you don't know me from my music, you may know me from my hair or my clothes. That is why I decided to dress like Mrs. Claus going to the club.
She also appeared in a bunch of sketches and sang a little Christmas tune.
It was a winter's night, a quarter to three. I was dozing by my Christmas tree when he appeared with a full white beard, the very guy that I revered. I'm talking Santa, Santa.
So good. I was
Aussie comedian and influencer Celeste Barber has been cast in the upcoming Netflix comedy drama Wellmania as a food journo working through a health crisis. She posted the news to her social saying, I'm so excited about this project. I'm stoked to be working with Netflix and tell this Australian story to an international audience and to also be an executive producer so I can boss people around.
Being an executive producer, do you think she cast herself?
Good thinking.
Mm. And we have the teaser for the upcoming movie Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. Whether it's on a page, a stage or on a screen, it's all part of one wizarding world. I'm talking Harry Potter. The Secrets of Dumbledore is set for release in April 2022.
The world as we know it is coming undone. Things that seem unimaginable today will seem inevitable tomorrow. Should you agree to do what I ask, you'll have to trust me. Even when every instinct tells you not to.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.